Earlier this week, we checked in on Ohio as the state rolls out the first coronavirus vaccinations for teachers. One of the first places to get the vaccine was Youngstown. Amy Savage has been teaching kindergarten for more than 20 years at St. Christine's, a Catholic school there. She got the first dose of the vaccine on Monday and joins us now. Amy, welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. And, you know, some people have described their first dose as feeling like a weight has been lifted off their shoulders. How do you feel?
I feel that exact way. I'm very excited to, you know, I feel like I have protection, and it's feeling good.
And did that sort of line up with the way all of your colleagues felt as well, or was there some schism there?
We were about 50%, 50-50. We had some hesitant, you know, due to different beliefs, and but we're all here for the safety of our children, so we are hoping that we made good choices.
I understand that even before you got the vaccine, you've been teaching in person this year, and I wonder how your students are dealing with the pandemic. You know, I've got one kindergartner, Amy. I don't know how you explain a public health crisis to a classroom full of them.
It's our parents have been fabulous. We had been out of school since March, so my new friends that came in, I teach kindergarten, you know, their parents did a wonderful job just letting them know that even though there is a pandemic, as long as you are being safe and wearing your mask and sanitizing, they've been doing a phenomenal job at handling it.
Did you have basically full in-person enrollment, or did you have some teachers, or some parents, I should say, who held their students out?
We had some parents who held their students out. I, in my particular class, had two students who had parents with underlying conditions. But we would Zoom with them on Fridays. Some of the older grades Zoom on a daily basis with their children because of the attention span. But here in kindergarten, we did as best as we can to make contact with our friends who were virtual.
I understand you did more of the virtual schooling at the end of last school year, right at the sort of outset of many lockdowns. And I'm curious if you can compare and contrast. You sort of mentioned earlier that the attention span is hard for kindergartners. I mean, is there any replacing the in-school experience?
There really is not an easy replacement. When we left in March, we had a rapport with the kids, so it was a little bit easier to interact with them and get them into the learning mode. When we started this year, we didn't really have that rapport yet, so it was a little more difficult to build it through the video than in person. So that took a little while longer to get accustomed to that.
So since you came back to the classroom this school year, have you had any major outbreaks within the school? You mentioned some of the precautions that you were taking earlier.
We have not. We have been very lucky. Many of our outbreaks have been up more in junior high with the like 7th and 8th graders, teenagers who maybe are not following as closely. But down in our primary hall, which is kinder through 3rd, our students have been fantastic. They are always wearing their masks. We have our plexiglass around us, and we are constantly sanitizing.
So it sounds like you have felt pretty comfortable this year with the precautions within the school building. And of course, now you've had the vaccine. But there are a lot of teachers across the country who don't feel that way. We've seen some high profile protests about safety concerns. In Chicago, for example, there's a showdown between the teachers union and city officials. And a big part of that is about their desire to get vaccinated before going back to the classroom. So, you know, you've been in this profession for a couple of decades. I'm curious what you think about that. I mean, do you support colleagues in your profession who say they just don't feel comfortable going back to the classroom until they get the shot?
I do support them because I myself in August felt very nervous. I have, you know, parents at home and grandparents, and I wanted to make sure that we all kept safe and that I wasn't bringing anything home to them. But as I got to school, and our school did a great job with the masking and providing shields and providing the appropriate PPR that we needed. But yeah, I can see where, you know, other colleagues, if they don't have that support and have those resources available to them, it could be scary.
Do you feel like it's part of your responsibility now as one of the early recipients to kind of evangelize among your colleagues?
Yes, I do. About half of our staff took it, so we have half that are actually waiting to see how those of us that got it are reacting to it, and I feel great, and I am going to encourage them to also join us.
Amy, you said your students have adapted pretty well to a different classroom environment, to say the least, and they've even been sort of holding each other accountable for washing hands and wearing masks. How do those conversations go among kindergartners?
Well, they're quite easy. If somebody's mask is down, they'll simply say, "Mary, pull your mask up." If they're too close, they'll say, "Could you stand back a little?" They react to each other and they do it.
It's actually a good life skill to learn to, you know, sort of gently correct and have potentially awkward conversations with your peers.
Absolutely. But they also do listen to us teachers. So they take our word as gold. So I try to be as positive and encouraging that, you know, together we're going to get through this. And if we all help each other, we will get better sooner.
Well, Amy Savage, we're glad that you're back in the classroom and that you've had your coronavirus vaccine, and we appreciate your time with us. That's Amy Savage, who teaches in Youngstown, Ohio, and got her vaccine on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, and I wish everybody else out there good luck, and get out there and get your vaccine.